Rat Pack, where you at? It's 3 a.m. I'm still lonely.
Hey, what's going on? Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Jeff. This is The Rants. And we are now officially in week 13. How about that? Thanksgiving week is here. And generally speaking, a pretty regular Thanksgiving week for me. Like everything that you get over at FTNFantasy.com isn't going to change. But because it is Thanksgiving week, I should note we got a pretty big sale going on over at FTNFantasy.com. So if you want the VIP, now I get you everything. Everything, the entire site, DFS betting, season-long fantasy, all of it. You want the VIP, we have a deal for 25% off, and it isn't going to get any better than that. This is the biggest sale we'll have all year round. I'm actually surprised we went to 25%, but it's a pleasant surprise. I'm glad, because I want more people to get in on all of this stuff, including right now, one thing that we just rolled out for this week for DFS is our contest Sims. And so I've been messing around with this thing and it's pretty wild. So ordinarily, like, I'm a decent DFS player. I played a lot way back when, you know, 2015, 2016, 2017, back when you could actually win cash games like 90% of the time, you know, back in those days. And, you know, it's a pretty competitive space now, but, you know, I still play. Now, historically, when I run a lot of lineups, I look for the highest projected lineups and I play those lineups in my tournaments. And what the Sims have told me is that is not right, which is blowing my mind, by the way. So it'll tell you, based on our simulation model, which lineups actually have the highest return on investment, highest percentage chance of cashing, essentially. And it's not often the highest projected lineups. It's so awesome. That's part of our DFS package. It's actually in our optimizer. So cool. Now you can, we have 20% off on all the regular subscriptions with the exception of core and baseball. Baseball, there's a separate promo code if you're interested in that, but go check it out. I mean, if you want to give it as a gift, it's just awesome. FTNFantasy.com. All right, let's talk about last night. Today, we'll do that. We'll roll through some quick news around the NFL, and then we'll get into the top 10 waiver ads of the week. What can I say? Baltimore, they delivered. This was a very important game, really for both teams, a litmus test game. How good are the Chargers? And, you know, the Ravens, could they stop the backslide? Well, stop it, indeed, they did. The final score of 30-23 makes it look a little bit closer than what it really was. Obviously, you had a late touchdown there from the Chargers, very late to you know, make it close enough. But ultimately, this was, after an early lead from the Chargers, just all Ravens. Now, it was a weird game. Lamar was fine for fantasy, 177 and 2 through the air, 8 for 15. I did expect more rushing yards out of him, but he scored the rushing touchdown, so that's all that matters on that front. Yeah, decent enough out of Zay Flowers, 5 for 62. Mark Andrews continued to be rock solid. I mean, after that really rough start, he's been pretty darn good. In fact, for this upcoming week, I think what I'll do as part of my research is I'll scrub out that start and we'll see, once he started to pick things up, where he's ranked for tight end purposes since then. And I suspect it's probably going to be close to top five. 5 for 44 and a touchdown for him. Rashad Bateman getting in the end zone, because why not? I guess DFS needs that right there. 2 for 43 in the touchdown. The touchdown was pretty nice, though. The Deontay Johnson thing. So my advice is never, yeah, just drop the dude. It's always, if there's somebody better to add, then you should drop a player. Like, blindly dropping players is just terrible. Like, it's awful advice. It's awful play. It's not a good idea. But I would find it hard to believe there isn't at least somebody out there that you could drop Deontay Johnson for. Like, if you're in one of these leagues where Jerry Jeudy's still available, and we'll talk about him in a minute, then obviously, yes, you would be picking up Jerry Jeudy. But I think we get to like a marginal range. Like, do you want Devon Vele? Maybe you do. Maybe you view Devon Vele as better than Deontay Johnson. If you do, go for it. Like, it's ultimately your decision because it's your team. And if you think that that player makes your roster better than Johnson, by all means. does not seem like his role is ramping up, which is definitely a big concern because they could use him out there. They really don't have that much in the wide receiver department. Derrick Henry, 24 for 140. Kind of a Derrick dilemma game. Doesn't catch a pass, doesn't score a touchdown for the first time as a Baltimore Raven. Instead, we get a long Justice Hill touchdown. Like Henry almost, they got it down to the goal line region and it looked like he was going to punch it in, and then they had a penalty, and that's when Lamar scored as a runner. But Justice Hill had that long touchdown. It's not sustainable with Justice Hill. I know some people are trying to roster him. I don't even think if Henry went down that the role would change for Hill, so he's still like a boom or bust type. Over to the other side, the biggest story is J.K. Dobbins, and as of right now, I'm recording early on Tuesday, trying to like get ahead on things this week because of the craziness of Thursday, but I don't have any news. We know that he went to the locker room, he came back out, but then went back to the locker room, and it doesn't sound great, but I don't know. There wasn't even really anything in the post-game presser about him, so at least that I think is good. But obviously when you have a player like Dobbins who has a lengthy injury history, this is concerning. And he was having a decent game, 6 for 40. That's 6.7 yards per carry. You know, he was off to a good start against his former team. And then all said and done, Gus Edwards, a very Gus Edwards like line, 9 for 11. Yikes. But a touchdown. He was plus 400 to score that touchdown, which was solid. Edwards would at least be a flex play if Dobbins misses any time. So you have to at least account for that. If you've been using Dobbins, I mean, stay tuned. I'm sure we're going to get news, especially this week. We'll get news in enough time, hopefully, that we can address things. Ladd McConkey, rock solid, 6 for 83. Will Dissly, not bad for a tight end, 4 for 47. I'll take that. It's better than 3 for 32. Josh Palmer couldn't get going here. And obviously one of the big stories, Quentin Johnston, this was bad. Like, this was Kadarius Toney bad. He had two big drops. One of them could have been an easy touchdown, like a long touchdown, but an easy long touchdown. You did exactly what you need to do with Quentin Johnston. I actually was impressed by that, how they were using him here, because ideally you use him how he was used at TCU, which is not as a downfield guy, which instead is a short and intermediate, get the ball in his hands in stride, and then let him do his thing because he's big and fast. And that's a rare combination that you can use to your advantage in that area of the field. A lot of times the guys who get the ball in that area of the field aren't the biggest dudes, right? They may be the fastest, but they're not often the biggest. He's got a little bit of both. And, you know, the key is you got to catch the ball. Two notable, massive drops for him. And, hey, if you don't want to roster him, as long as there's somebody better to pick up, right? But that ties a bow on week 12. 2 weeks left in the fantasy football regular season for most of us out there. I know not everybody has that. But if you're in a situation where you're pushing to the finish line, you know, we just have to keep making diligent start sit decisions, work the waiver wire, do all the same things that we've been doing to put ourselves at least into this position to have a shot. If you've already clinched, somebody asked me that, well, how do you prepare for the postseason? And I said, hey, whatever you're doing is worked. Keep doing it. Like, don't change now just because all of a sudden we're going to the postseason. You know, this dude was, he's like, I'm 10-2. It's like, bro, you're doing okay. Like, I would not mess with things. Just keep doing what you're doing and make that push. I find that mistake happens a lot with people at this time of year where they think they all of a sudden you have to do something different. No, you know, you know, the objective is the same, whether it's week 3 or it's week 16. Win the darn game, right? If you're out of it, if you're out of it and you're still listening to this podcast, you're a Rat Packer, so respect to you. But if you're totally out of it, say you're eliminated, and that can happen at this time of year, play till the end of the season, right? There's no reason to not put your starting lineups in, not try and beat your opponents, and not try and play spoiler. And then once the season's over, obviously, like, you know, if I'm eliminated, it's week 15, playoffs have started, I don't even open the app. Like, I don't care about that league anymore. Great for everybody who's still involved, but, you know, I got other things to do. You know, I don't want to pay attention anymore. I'm not trying to be a sore loser about this, but really, if it's not me, then I really don't care who wins. Yeah, you know, that's just how I roll. All right, let me rip through some news quickly here. There are several items on the list today. Obviously, we're keeping an eye on Daniel Jones. He's not going to go to the Raiders, according to Jordan Schultz over at Fox Sports. So you can check that one off. There's really two pathways for him. He could go and potentially be a starter, or he could go and try and back up on a good team. Like, if you're going to go to the Raiders, your season's almost over, right? If you're going to go to the teams that have been tossed out there, the Ravens, the Vikings, the Bills. Obviously, they have established starters, some better than others, but still Sam Darnold's not that bad. Not a shot at Sam Darnold. But you're going in to back them up, and these are teams that will make the postseason. The Bills are steamrolling their way there. The Vikings have a pretty easy pathway to it, and obviously the Ravens with a huge win last night. So you go there, you back up, maybe you get the opportunity to play. Heck, maybe a win or a darn Super Bowl ring. Wouldn't that be amazing? And then next year, you're a free agent, and teams will determine whether or not you're a starter or you're like a Mitch Trubisky type where you're going to be a more of a career backup. There's nothing wrong with that, too, by the way. Nothing wrong with being a career backup, and that may be the pathway for him ultimately. But I would not expect him to go to an audition situation like the Raiders. Well, obviously the Raiders are out, but any other audition situation. As far as his former team, DeVito is going to start this week, and also Aaron Rodgers is going to start. That had to be even called into question, which is pretty crazy. A couple quick things for Thursday. So Lions, Amon-Ra went DNP on the estimated yesterday. It's an estimated. I wouldn't worry too much about it. We could see Brandon Cooks back for the Cowboys. By the way, that first game, it went from being kind of crappy to all of a sudden like, yo, I'm interested in the Lions and the Bears. That's actually a pretty cool game because the Bears look pretty decent right now. Jake Ferguson not expected to play this week, so he's still in protocol. So another week of Schoonmaker as a possible streamer. Romeo Doubs not practicing. He's in protocol. I don't expect him to play, so that means we could see a lot more of Dontavian Wicks. Well, like sort of a 1 week, you got to throw a dart. This is a weird week, too, because there's no buys, but you'll get more Wicks this week. Brian Robinson, he's receiving treatment on his ankle. We don't know his status yet. We could see Jeremy McNichols as the feature back this week because Austin Eckler is in protocol. Josh Downs considered week to week. So Pittman in a decent spot. I mean, the quarterback situation is still going to be rough there. Maybe you upgrade Alec Pierce. Maybe you upgrade A.D. Mitchell. But that's got to be for deeper leagues. Brock Purdy getting some throwing in yesterday. Shanahan said it all went well, which is that was the issue. He couldn't throw last week. So will Purdy be back this week? There is a possibility, strong possibility. Baker Mayfield, no issue with the stinger slash neck issue that he suffered last week. So that's good. Aiden O'Connell designated to return by the Raiders. Remember, they just lost Gardner Minshew for the season. It sounds like O'Connell has actually decent shot of playing. Initially, it sounded like he might have been up against it, but it sounds like now he has a good shot of playing here. That is the Black Friday game, of course, with Kansas City and the Raiders. So Aiden O'Connell, deeper super flex leagues. You know, obviously, every starting quarterback should be rostered in those leagues, plus a few flyers, if you're in a 12-teamer, that is. So if you're up against it, he's probably out there. All right, let's get to this week's top 10 in terms of waivers. I would say probably the first five are, or no, the first four are likely to be rostered in your league. But just in case, let's rip through this group here. So it's Jerry Jeudy, Taysom Hill, Keenan Allen, and Jaylen Warren. All of them are over 60%. Well, actually, Taysom isn't. For some reason, I guess people just left him on waivers last week because they were on bye. He's 47% available both on ESPN and Yahoo. I do prefer Jeudy out of this group. He's topped 70 receiving yards in four straight games. He actually played well in the snow. He had the huge game the week before that. He's the clear number one receiver in Cleveland. I go 20 to 40%. I think he's an every week wide receiver three, provided he's healthy going forward here. You know, you need that. I need that. We all need that. We need guys to start. Especially guys like him, where over the last month, there really hasn't been a bad game. There was one amazing game, and then otherwise, still very startable, you know. And that's what I'm looking at this. I don't necessarily have to score a gazillion points out of every single one of my guys. Like, it's nice when you have a Saquon Barkley who goes bananas or something along those lines, but you don't necessarily need that to beat your opponents. What you need to do is accumulate those points. Avoid the single-digit scores. You know, if every single one of your guys goes out and puts up double-digit points, your quarterbacks do what they're supposed to do, go 20-plus points, that sort of thing, you're likely going to win. Occasionally, you do run into a buzzsaw like a Saquon Barkley from last week, but you're likely going to win. So that's what I'm trying to do, and Jerry Jeudy helps us do that. Taysom Hill, I have not done rankings yet. They'll be up later today over at FTNFantasy.com, but he's going to be top 10. He might be top 5. We'll see. Boom or bust, sure. He's still Taysom Hill, but the ceiling is just so enormous. Keenan Allen, surprisingly out there in just under the threshold. He actually looked pretty decent, and I don't think any of this is a coincidence. Thomas Brown comes in, and all of a sudden, the passing game starts working. It's not a coincidence. And then Jaylen Warren scored, touched the ball 14 times this past week. He could be a flex going forward. All right, so guys who are likely to be available. Jeremy McNichols is next on the list. I'm going 7 to 15% only because running back scarcity. I don't think we're going to get multiple starts out of him, but you may need a start this week, and he could be a flex or better. Now, it is a little bit of a risk because we're doing it earlier in the week. We do not know the full status for Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, so also don't go overboard on your fab, but he could be the lead back this week. He's not that bad. And that offense can be potent, and honestly, coming off of a nice game there offensively, even though they lost, they did put up points for fantasy purposes. Jonnu Smith, I'm also going 7 to 15%. If Taysom Hill isn't out there, then Jonnu Smith is a top tight end pickup. He is coming off another big game. He fits really well in that offense. They just haven't had a dynamic tight end like him, and Tua is using him, and Tua has been excellent the last couple weeks. Amir Abdullah is 7 on the list, 5 to 10%. He played 88% of the offensive snaps with Alexander Mattison and Zamir White out this past week. I don't know if they're both out this week, but they do have a short turnaround for the Black Friday game. And even if one of them is out, I'd still expect Abdullah to possibly crack flex territory. So who'd have thunk Amir Abdullah being a fantasy savior in some ways for people this past week. I know a lot of FTN subscribers said, oh, I saw you had him ranked. And I think all said and done, I had him ranked 29. They said, oh, I saw you had him ranked there and there was nobody else out there. So I picked him up and he wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but he scored a touchdown. Rome Odunze, 5 to 10% on Rome. 20 targets over the last two games. He is out there in just enough leagues. He's a little bit more available than Keenan Allen. They both should be rostered. Obviously, you get slightly different profiles with them. Odunze, more boom or bust, like high ceiling. You don't necessarily have that ceiling with Allen, though this past week was pretty stinking good. It's great when you see 15 targets. Like, this is what they should have been doing all along. So frustrating, but Rome Odunze should be rostered. Tank Bigsby, 5 to 10%. Widely dropped, foolishly dropped by my account. I didn't see any reason to drop him unless you were up against it for a bye week, bye him again. I get that at least, but people were just dropping him for the sake of dropping him before that. He should be healthy. I don't know what happens with the Jaguars down the stretch, but I would venture to say that their head coach is probably trying to save his job. So good performances are necessary on that front. So I think, Tank Bigsby should help out on that. He will still share the load with ETN. He is not a clear feature back. It is a committee timeshare situation in that backfield. So be aware of that. But still, he shouldn't be available in, it's 66% of ESPN leagues. That's nuts. Number 10, I'm going Hunter Henry. 6-plus targets in 5 of his last 6 games. I mean, this one's straightforward. He doesn't give you the upside of Jonnu Smith or Taysom Hill, but sometimes all you need is a floor at tight end. All right, I realize that the first 4 are probably rostered in your league, so I'll give you a couple bonus here. Caleb Williams is the top quarterback that I have in terms of streamers this week. Maybe Matthew Stafford's out there. Maybe some of those guys are available and possible streamers. They come in higher than Caleb Williams for rankings purposes. But if you're looking for higher ceiling, Caleb Williams offers that. 300-yard performance last week, actually started to look good. And we know there's a nice high ceiling with him. So I would go after him. Gus Edwards is number 12. So 4-7% on Edwards. He would be a low upside flex option if J.K. Dobbins misses time. We do not know Dobbins' status, so it all comes down to that. But if Dobbins misses time, then there obviously is some appeal here with Edwards. By the way, I have Dontavian Wicks at 14. I'm viewing him as a one-week rental because I would expect Rome Odunze to clear protocol after this week. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow, I'll be over on the FTN Fantasy Football podcast feed, so make sure you're subscribing over there for the Wednesday pod. And we're rolling towards Thanksgiving. It's a huge day. I'll be back on this podcast feed on Friday. I'm going to take Thanksgiving off, but I'll still be on the radio if you happen to be a SiriusXM subscriber. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. I'll catch you on the flip. I'm Jeff, and I'm out.